There is a simplicity inside of us we are to see to right now. A quiet that is something like a hum, yet distant from us, coming to quell our mind that races. A phrase comes, that we have, due to our racing, caused our mind to quell from its symbiotic need with God. Not a simple statement. We are to understand why we race away from symbiosis with God. We are to race no more. In all the meaning of race, race no more. We are all, each of us, in a symbiotic refreshing to one another as well. Last night we were sitting in the normal distance from one another at the table. And until we remembered, we believed we were in a symbiosis with God, we had a curious tone of being independent, each independent, with God nature there. There is no such independence. We don't draw our breath from our alone nature, but from our union. So in our simplicity, where we are thriving, have the courage to knock down all your harm, for they are your walls. They are the frenzy that makes you race about inside those strident qualities of the shouting of your walls. Though you can't exactly bluff yourself and force the walls down, it's more like knocking on a door. Knock those walls down by having heaven approach you. For you are timed to be overthrown in your governing, in your hiding and your racing. For so long, our mind strives to finish correcting itself. So long, we strive for sudden reality to appear. In hopes of finding it quieter, genuinely protective of us. What if you are God nature now? Which ends all fantasy and all striving. What is that about? Notice you may be connecting yourself to the inner mind, seeking this strident nature is there, striving nature is there. You may go out to the edge of your aura where you've caught all perspectives over the many lives. Memory is there. Striving is there. Beyond our protective walls of alertness, where there's no striving left, we notice our mind as that which does not perceive one. The symbiotic holiness of our it's being called our ancestor mind that knows all relatives. It's not that mind. This mind is love, empty and still. Sustaining and forgiving. Again, no. Forgiving is not about you. It's the emptying of you. This is the stillness that came for you, the person. But does not enter you unless you are open to it. Always at a distance from your fraying mind. Knock and it shall open to you. That's the old state, opening. The emptiness, this beyond our language, emptying state. Is you without fear, or drag. No embarrassment. No shyness. Listen again. The stillness is a soft wind quality, a hum, almost. As our mouth closes and sound or breath rumbles through our lips, anyway, it's more, the hum of closing off from needing to speak. Nonetheless, sound current moves. And in this sound current, all whole. Extraordinary, perhaps, to us, nonetheless, complete language of beingness fulfills the seeker, for it is you as wholeness awareness, mind of love. For this, you vanish. All the while, the stillness is calling you from your own mind's hearing, in that meaning of calling us from the herd, your inner quaking revives. There's no race. This is the punctuating, thundering perspective of oneness coming through us. Every cell active, every atom flashing, love, wisdom, the function. Of the God sign of being. Love, wisdom. the emptiness in every atom. Us. Let it be done. That we return to being who love is. Amen.